From the podcast network at Family Life, this is Married with Benefits. We're on a relentless pursuit to help you love the one you're with and discover all the benefits that come with saying, I do. I am your host, Brian Goins, joined by Harvard-trained, best-selling author Shanti Feldhahn, who's helping us answer the questions every husband is asking. And if you have missed any of the episodes up until this point in time, you can look back at familylife.com/MWB and find some great questions that we've already asked so far. And today's not going to be any exception. So Shanti, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. This is a big one for a lot of guys.
And what I love about what we're doing here, it's really breaking down this verse in 1 Peter 3:7, where it says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to them, since they are heirs with you in the grace of life. And so there may be no greater area where a husband finds this command more challenging than he does with our topic today. You know, one of the things I've loved about doing this is we've actually had guys introduce these
are
actual husbands that
are
introducing these questions. So they're not just coming from my brain. They're coming from questions every husband would ask. And so today's question, I think, is one that a lot of us are thinking about. Listen to what it is today.
Hey, my name's David. I've been married for 18 years. And here's the question I've got. You know, conversations sometimes take forever, especially when it's a little bit of a heated dialogue. And, you know, why can't my wife just get to the bottom line and just say what she's really thinking?
Wow, that's an honest question.
It is an honest question.
You recognize that voice?
I do.
That's our very own president, CEO of Family Life, David Robbins. And I can tell as a busy guy, like he wants to land the plane.
Get to the point. Come on, Meg.
I know. Meg and David are great friends of mine and Jen's, and they do have a great marriage. But I love the fact that David's going, hey, help me understand my wife a little bit more. So no pressure, Shanti, but you're helping out our president and his wife.
I'm super excited to talk about this today because this is one of those things that has a disproportionate impact on marriages because it's so frustrating to the average husband. And what's underneath it, guys, there's actually sort of two pieces to the puzzle that are going to be underneath what we're talking about today. And the first of them is, believe it or not, your wife's brain is actually wired different from yours. And that is what is running under the surface here.
So we're talking about neurological issues today.
We are.
This is not something we can control or change.
No, it's not. Every man just went, oh.
Yeah, like I gotta deal with this. And so you're saying then that their wiring is more complex? It's just different is what you're saying.
It is different. And here is how it is different. And this is actually the result, I will tell you, of many conversations and much analysis over the course of the last 15, 16 years, talking to neuroscientists and reading these neuroscientific studies that make my eyes roll back in my head because they're so complicated. So I am going to super simplify something that is actually pretty complicated. If any neuroscientists are listening to this, please forgive me in advance. But here's basically the starting point. For most women, not all, and most men, not all, it turns out we actually process completely differently. Most of the time, women tend to be verbal processors. That's actually what's happening. When you see her circling the airport, and what she's basically doing is doing on the outside what you do on the inside. Because most men are internal processors. They tend to go underground. And it's actively difficult for you as a guy to try to think something through while you're talking it through. Your wife is not that way. For your wife, that is one of the best ways she can actually figure out what she's thinking, what she's feeling, what the right decision might be. And so it's an incredibly important thing to recognize instead of getting frustrated. This is actually an opportunity to help your wife, sort of be your wife's hero in being okay with and actually helping her process.
So what I heard you say, which was great, is that there's a sense where if you compare it to two different modes of transportation, the wife tends to process everything where we can see it, up in the air. She's an airplane.
Great way
of
putting
it. So she might circle. Yep. Guys are like subways.
Great way of putting
it. We go underground, and we're trying to find the way where we need to go, but we don't want anybody to see it. Like we want to think about it, and then we're going to come out somewhere else. But for what I hear you saying is that for women, by and large, and I know there's probably guys that are sitting here going, well, that's how I'm a verbal. I got verbal diarrhea. It's just coming out of me, you know? But for most guys are not like that.
It's about 75%. There's about 25% of the population has what some neuroscientists and researchers call a bridge brain, which is that they tend to process in the same way that the opposite sex does, or they have like pieces of that puzzle. But most of the time, it's about 75% of men, about 75% of women tend to process these two different ways. And it causes so much frustration. Because for us as women, if I can just tell you as a guy, it is so frustrating. I don't realize, by definition, I don't realize that Jeff has been processing something for 3 days because he wasn't talking about it. So he says, I think we should do this. And I think this is the beginning of the conversation. I have no idea that he's been processing for 3 days on whether we should buy a new refrigerator or whatever. And so I'm like, well, what about this? And what about that? And the average guy can kind of feel a bit criticized. Like, right. I've been, but we don't know that you've been talking about it, thinking about it internally, talking to yourself about it.
This happens to Jen and I all the time.
Does it really?
Oh, gosh. Because I do. I go Subway. I go underneath the surface, and I think about it. I journal about it, and then I want her to see all of the brilliance of my work of the last 3 days. And then when I unveil it, all I hear is questions.
Well,
and
what about
criticisms?
This?
Yes. Yeah, it's like no. I've thought about that. We're done with this. We're moving on. This is great. This is a great plan. But what I hear you saying is like, no, she needs to enter into the conversation. So how could a guy help with that to where it's not like an ambush? Because it feels like an ambush.
It does. So here's the thing you need to recognize as a guy. When you unveil your brilliant plan, recognize for her, this is the beginning. This is the first she's heard about it. And she is going to need to do on the outside what you just did on the inside. Hmm. She's going to need to ask the, well, what about? Because you did that. You just did it internally in your Subway. Right?
Right.
So she's going to need to do that. View that as her Subway. She's not circling the airport. She's not being scatterbrained. That's something that a lot of guys told me is they're like, why is she so all over the place? She's so scatterbrained. No. She's processing. And she'll sometimes do that internally too, but expect it. When you say your brilliant plan, expect that she is going to need that. And this is a chance actually for you to help her with this. Here's a piece of the puzzle that is very, very common when it may be that she's responding to your plan. It may just be that she's bringing up something that is frustrating to her. And you see her circling the airport as she's talking about how her boss embarrassed her at work in front of all the people. And she brings it up over and over and over. So for you, you're thinking, why can't she just let it go? Or, you know, you try to go, well, here's what you should do tomorrow.
Well, we've been over this ground before.
Yes.
Or, hey, let's just settle it then.
Yes, let's settle it.
Yeah.
Or let it go until you can deal with it. And what you don't recognize is the reason that you start hearing, I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen, right? How many guys have heard that? Here's what's going on. It's part of the same process. Part of what she's processing is her feelings. And you don't recognize as a guy, when stuff starts getting emotional, like my boss really embarrassed me and I don't know how I'm going to have credibility when I walk in tomorrow. And, you know, she's got all of these feelings that are jangling in her head and her heart. And she's kind of the image that to me is really helpful for a guy is think of it as like, you know how you take a rubber band and you twist it?
Right.
And you twist it more and more and more and it starts getting all jangled and tight and kinked up, and there's no processing really going on at that point because she's so tense and tight. And what she most needs at that point is for you to help pull out those feelings. For you as a guy, a lot of guys sort of feel like feelings kind of fur up the gears. They make it harder to think.
Exactly.
Your wife is the opposite. If you think about it, it's amazing the human race survived.
I mean, really,
it is. And so your wife is the opposite. She needs to get all of those feelings out of her. You will actually do her a great service if instead of trying to skip straight to the solution, because you did your 3 days and you know what the solution is, instead of skipping straight to the solution or the solution to the fact that her boss embarrassed her, instead, step one is actually pull out those feelings. How did that make you feel when he said that? Did you think that, you know, so-and-so is going to be looking at you sideways tomorrow? Did you feel like Jesse and John were talking about you behind your back?
Wait, so you're wanting me to engage with this?
Yeah.
That's what I think I hear you saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want me just to nod my head and feel like in the back of my mind I'm going, when's this going to end? Like, let's just land the plane. You're actually wanting me to go, I got to ask follow-up questions.
Well, because for you, the solution is landing the plane.
Right. It is.
For her, there's actually two solutions. For her, the first solution that she needs before she can get to the solution, the first thing she needs is to actually have the solution to all these jangling feelings. She's incredibly tight and kinked up right now, like that rubber band. As you ask those questions, you think you're adding fuel to the fire. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm pulling out more feelings? No. Think of it more like drawing poison out of a wound, okay? Wow. You're not like throwing gasoline on a fire. You're drawing poison out of a wound. You'll start seeing that jangled, tight, kinked up rubber band start to untwist a little bit and relax. That's the first solution, that she has to talk out these feelings. Get them out. Understand what she's feeling. Understand what she's thinking by talking. And then you can move to the second solution, which is, do we need to talk about what happens when you go in tomorrow to talk to your boss? And those two things, guys, here's really the sort of the big picture issue of this. This is a huge way to make your wife feel loved, like huge, because she can probably figure out the solution on her own if she had to, but she cannot feel listened to on her own.
Wow, that's big. She can't feel listened to on her own. I mean, and that's truly how much of this about both of these seasons is about learning to die to self. That if I truly want to live with my wife in an understanding way, if I want to experience the oneness, the intimacy, that I think that's the reason why every guy, every gal got married, is that I want to be one with someone. Well, it requires me to do something very counterintuitively. I've got to understand a brain that's so different from mine. I live with somebody that is just very different. And it just goes back to say, family life is all about helping couples move towards oneness when everything else is trying to make us pull apart towards isolation. And oneness, when we think about that biblically, never means sameness. Like when God decided to put two things into one, he decided that you're going to reflect my image. So I'm going to put together a man and a woman. Just because in my image, I'm very different. You know, you think about God, he's three in one. He's perfectly loving, and yet he's perfectly just. And yet he is three, and yet he's one. He's distant, but yet he's near. He's all these like mess of contradictions.
I love that, yeah.
And so it shouldn't surprise us that he's asking us to reflect his image. And so he's put a contradiction into your life.
So, called your wife.
Called your wife. And so now how do I love this person? And what I hear you saying is that it's gonna make you die to yourself. Because everything in you wants to go, let's just end this conversation, or I've got something else going on in my mind. And what I hear you saying is, no, we get the privilege to kind of untangle that rubber band that's all
you
tense.
You do. And here's the thing that I will encourage the men listening to this is, yes, it is dying to yourself, especially at the beginning. Because can I just tell you guys, you start doing this, the first few times, it's going to be like, ugh, yeah. You know, I have to wait while she's asking all these questions that feel like criticisms when I've been thinking about this 3 days, or I have to wait when she's talking about her boss, embarrassing her in the office. That'll happen maybe 2 or 3 times. And then you're going to start seeing her relax. You're going to start seeing her feel heard. You're going to start recognizing that, wow, this is actually me making her feel loved. This is actually me being part of a solution that she can't be for herself. This is me being her hero. And once you recognize that, it's no longer going to be a sacrifice. Now, of course, it might be still frustrating when you're like, okay, we got to get to the point. We got to decide whether to buy a refrigerator. You know, like, you know, those. There are some of those cases. But recognize that, yeah, it is dying to yourself at the beginning. But once you get used to this and you see the benefit, talk about married with benefits, this is not going to be something that for most men that you have to like, oh, okay, I have to pretend to listen. Right. You're actually going to want to, because you see how much it makes your wife feel loved.
Well, you're practicing a muscle that you haven't really used before.
And so
like anything, it's going to feel weird, awkward. But then once you get that muscle engaged, you're going to go, this isn't so bad. This is good. And I start learning that. And I like that, like the image that you're giving, which is really, I get the opportunity as a husband to be the hero of her heart, to help her heart unwind. one of our producers just sent this verse, which I think is a great verse, Proverbs 20, verse 5. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but it takes a man of understanding to draw it out.
Wow.
And so
your wife's
heart, her brain, it's deep water. And I get the privilege of going, okay, I'm going to draw it out. I'm going to figure out what's going on in that swirl and that mess and that's deep water that I can't see. She can't see clearly. I'm not seeing clearly. I'm going to help us both come to that clarity.
That's really good. I think for the average guy, I think we're talking about sort of what do we do differently. One of the most important pieces of that is to counter the immediate feeling like her verbal processing is criticizing me.
Hmm.
Because
that's good.
It isn't. It is that deep water that you're pulling out of her. That's what needs to come out. And so it is important, I think, at the very beginning to recognize whenever you're having this kind of conversation, whenever you've had your 3 days of Subway, you know, and you've been thinking something through and she hasn't known about it until now because you've got your brilliant thing, is to recognize, okay, now it's her turn to have the deep water. And it's just going to be on the outside. It's going to be verbalized. This isn't criticizing. Her asking these questions is my chance not to show her how brilliant I am, but for me to actually sort of recognize this is her doing on the outside what I just did on the inside.
So when David asked the question at the beginning, it was a lot about, I want to land the plane. Like I want to get through this conversation a lot faster. There was a sense of, and for every guy that's out there is like, okay, I'm getting the fact that when, you know, we're processing differently and I'm more of a Subway, she's more of a plane and she's processing on the outside. I get to help her do on the outside what I'm doing on the inside. That's cool. That's great. I'm seeing that she's not scatterbrained. She's just, that's how she's verbally going through it. But what about those moments when we don't have time for this. Like I've got things to do and I feel like I'm getting pulled into a conversation that I don't know when it ends.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some things that a guy can do in that moment to go, how do I not short circuit the process, but grow through this?
Well, here's the reality. And I'm sort of thinking out loud because I'm a verbal processor as well.
You go ahead and circle that plane.
But one of the things that is occurring to me is to help your wife understand in advance, because I don't think there is any way for you to help her land the plane more quickly in the moment without her feeling like you're trying to short circuit, that you're not listening, because candidly, you aren't listening in the way that she needs. And so in advance is one of those things that having a conversation about this is one of the reasons when we were doing the research on the books that it was so helpful for us to suddenly go, wait, is that how you feel? Is that how you feel? And so ask, you know, your wife about this and help her understand you. And so that she recognizes that you're not trying to be cold. You know, you're not trying to railroad her with something she just heard about, or, you know, you don't care. It's not that you don't care about the fact that her boss embarrassed her. It's literally that, you know, you process differently. And to be able to say, honey, in those moments when there is something that's kind of time sensitive,
right,
would you be okay if we came to a quicker decision and we sort of move forward temporarily with whatever the decision is, knowing that you're still going to probably have to process it, and that's okay. We can kind of keep going while you're processing. Whatever it is, she'll be fine with that because she's a realist, just like you're a realist. If something has to happen in 5 minutes, okay, it has to happen in 5 minutes. She'll get that.
Right.
But just don't expect her overall to be the same as you are, and talk about it ahead of time.
So how will I know? This is a new muscle that I'm going to be activating as a result of this podcast. I'm going to live with my wife in an understanding way. How do I know that I'm winning? How do I know that I'm succeeding at this, that I'm okay, this muscle's actually working?
Okay, I'll tell you, to me, two things rise far above the others. The first, you'll know it's succeeding when you're no longer exasperated, because you're going to actually be wanting to help her process.
Right.
When she starts processing out loud and you recognize, oh, she's processing. She's not criticizing. She's processing. This is cool. I can help her process. And you're not exasperated anymore. That's like, oh, wow. Okay, now I know this. Like I said, it's not like, oh, okay, I have to grit my teeth for the rest of my life and just take it. You're going to actually enjoy that process at some point. The second way that you know that you're winning is when you see the rubber band relax. is when you see this tension start to melt away from her as she's talking about what happened at the office. And she's starting to feel heard. That's your signal. She's felt heard. You've been successful at helping her work through those feelings. And at that point, then absolutely you can start thinking about, hey, honey, would you like to talk about what happens when you walk in tomorrow? And sometimes she'll be like, no, thanks. I'm good.
Because you've just processed her feelings.
Because you've processed her feelings.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'll be like, yeah, I want your advice, which of course is, you know.
Bam.
You guys, bam, you know, Mr. Fix-It hat goes on. But the key is, I think, guys, to recognize that it being successful in this isn't necessarily what you thought it was. Mm-hmm. It's not that you cut down the conversation from 15 minutes to 3. It's that you recognize you've just helped your wife with something that she couldn't do on her own, which is to feel heard and listened to, and that you've also, in the process, made her feel loved.
Now, my gut is that's going to come back to be a benefit to the husband.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Like, what wife doesn't want a husband that's his practice? And it's going to probably come back to go, wow, we feel closer.
Yeah.
Which that might lead to other benefits
that
we're not
going
to talk about.
It just might. Different episode.
Different episode.
Previous episodes.
So there may be some spies out there in the audience, some wives that are listening
to
this.
Oh, there we go. Yes.
Okay. That are going, okay, for the women that may be listening, how can they make it easier on the husbands to move into this and be like that?
So this is obviously part of the conversation that the women need to have with their men, of course. But also, women, I need to tell you, as one girl to another, don't expect your husband to be one of your girlfriends. I mean, just don't. It's a different brain that he has than you do. God has given you a different wiring, and you can't expect him to act like and listen 2 hours like one of your girlfriends might. That is literally not the way that he's wired.
Gilmore Girls is not about marriage.
No.
If that's the example that you're thinking as far as our conversation is going to go, that's... We're not going to win there.
No, you're not going to have the mother-daughter long, involved conversations deep into the night. This is something where your husband is wired differently by God on purpose. I do not know why God gave us such different processing wiring. I really don't know. But I do suspect that one of the reasons is for us to live with each other in an understanding way. I do suspect that it's iron sharpening iron. And for us to go, you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
For me to appreciate and admire and actually not just be okay with, but actually celebrate the differences of this man that God has given me. I know, women, that one of the things for those of you spies who are listening is to actually recognize that there is something that will help your husband, which is if you will say, honey, I just need to think out loud for a minute.
Hmm.
Just let me think. I'm just thinking out loud.
That's good.
And that will help him to step back and not feel criticized when he's thought of the perfect answer for the refrigerator. And now it's the beginning of the conversation for you. Recognize that he might feel criticized because you're asking all these questions and he's feeling challenged. But instead to go, you know, honey, just give me a second. I have to think through this out loud.
And that's really good. And guys, you can actually give that, you can pass that advice on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great one to give. Incidentally, while you were just, the minute that you just said, ladies, don't expect your husband to be your girlfriend. We have 3 male producers behind you that you're seeing. They all started nodding like, yes.
I just looked behind me and they're all grinning right
now.
That's hilarious.
Grinning. So they're going to be passing this podcast on to their wives, I'm sure. So good stuff. As always, I love having these conversations with you, Shanti.
You too, Brian.
We get
to help husbands.
We do.
This time.
This is good. And Family Life is passionate about every husband feeling like they're one with their wife, because we feel like we believe that when couples are one, it's amazing how society changes, how kids change, how communities change. And so if you need more help to help you become more one as a couple, Family Life is here for you. Go to familylife.com. And I also want to let you know that this podcast is listener supported, and we appreciate many gifts from people like yourself. If you're interested in donating today, you can do that by clicking the word donate on our website. And if you're looking for an easy way to keep loving the one you're with and discovering all the benefits that come from saying I do, sign up for our daily devotional emails called I Do Every Day, and you can do that at familylife.com.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're great. I want to give a special thanks, as always, to our audio producer, CJ3, our entire podcast team back there, the male producers in the back that are loving this episode. We could not do this without them. That is definitely true. We would ask you to join us next time as we answer another question every husband is asking. And here's a hint at our next topic, guys. It usually happens right about the time you're wanting to go to some deep REM sleep. So until then, I'm Brian Goins. Thanks for listening.